We are continuing our Shu'uri Ma'ono Totzchaim and Shai Kudim. Just in the middle of Perek Hei, Zdaf Dalet Amud, based in the original editions. And in the Matuk Midvash, it is Daf Ein Ches. So we're going to start where it says, V'hine Hem Alba Mine O. That's in the first column in the old edition. Okay, Vahine, we have four different. So let's just make a sequel. We're talking about the all coming up there from the Pedaak. And it comes out in four different. It comes out as follows, right? You have the all coming out. That's the all Rachamim. Okay? Then also you have the all which is pulling back, right? And leaving the all gas. That's called the all Choyzer or the all or Hadin. Okay, and from that ore which is being pulled back and going back into the Pidda'ak, ore which is coming out from there, that's what the ore which we're speaking about, the ore choyzer. It's choyzer and it's coming out from here. The Hainu, the Matzil, which is the Pidda'ak, is being mashpia via the sphere which is coming up, or the spheroids, which is coming out, and it's going via the back, around the back of that sphere. And it's sort of like leaking out from the back of it and being mashpia to the tachtonim. Clear? Okay.
And four times the Rishima in the Kedi itself.
1 second. So the first ore which has come in, the hand, you have the kelim there already, right? You have the ore gas. Then you have the ore coming back, you have the ore in, and then you have the ore rachamim, which is the ore ispash, just leaving a Rishima there. That's the third type. And then finally you have the O Choyze, the Haini, the O Choraim hitting into the O Rishima, and that makes the fourth O. Okay, so let's just repeat that. So, right, okay, so Nachamah, we have four different types of O here. We're talking about the O coming out from the Pidda'ak. We have, again, the O coming out from the Pidda'ak, and then you have an O which is coming back into the Pidda'ak. So one ore is staying out, the ore dak is staying out, the ore gas is going back in. So the first type of ore is called the ore rachamim, the ore yoshen. The ore which is coming back is called the ore choyzer. Okay? So that's two already. The ore rachamim leaves over into each keli, what's called the reshima. And the ore choyzer is being mashpia by the back of that sphere into the Or Choyzer, into the Roshima. That makes a Hakor, and then you get the Or Tami. There you are the Or Ha Nitzutz, the Nitzutzim. So let's see that inside. We hear it. When Daf Dalet Amud Beis, and the first column. Okay, and starts off. Hine Alba Mine Or. There's four different types of Or. Vehem Sod Alba Bichinus. Remember, in Kabbalah, we always speak in Erechim. We're talking about all, but also we can speak about a different area called Tanta. Tamim, Nikudas, Tagim, Oisius, and Niskaram Leel. So we mashve all with Tanta. Shehayikulam kalulim be'elu akudim. Right? We're talking about the O akudim, which is coming out from the Pidda'ak, and it's all akud into one, basically, and that's what's called the world of akudim. Vizepratam. O Harishon, the first or which is coming out from the Pidda'ak, which is called the Or Rachamim, that's Keneged Tami. The Or Achorayim, which is coming back into the Pidda'ak, and which is, while it's moving back into the Pidda'ak, the Or which is seeping through the backside, that's called the Or Achorayim, that's Keneged who Nikudos. Kea Nikudim Hem Bechinas din le'olam, right? Nekudos are keneged din. Or harishima, who are tagim, was or harishima that was left over by the or yosha. The or yosha went down, deposited or, and then went back in. So it deposited called the or harishima. The harishima is keneged the tagim, and the final or is or nitzutzos, and noflos al yedei hakor shel nekudos v'tagim. Right, so the Or Rishima is hit by the Or Achorayim, and these two Ors create a call which is called zivug in other lashon, and that calls nitzutzos. So that's your four ors, and those nitzutzos are keneged oisius. Asher mehem nase b'chinas kelim. Therefore, the nitzutz makes the ois, which is kelim. V'harin is bayer b'chinas kelim ech nasu. Therefore, that's the tafkid of all this process that we started out from the beginning, from Shai Gulim Yosher, and all these different tzimtzumim we saw to get to the keli, right? Because without a keli, the Eivshter cannot be mashpia. There's nothing to be receptive, there's no receptacle. And Kabbalah is only two things, it's on keli, that's all there is. Now we've made the keli. Yeah.
Must we had keli before, but that wasn't the gemara.
Oh, he's going to ask us a kasha. Ah, we had keli before, but we'll see. Yeah. Okay. So when you look at the ois, Lamosha, when you look at the ois, you have to reckon there's four things you're looking at, right? What are the four things you're looking at when you look at the ois? We just spelled that out. What are you looking at? Is the fire?
Tanta.
What?
Tanta.
That's it. Right. So they have the actual ois. Right, where does the ois come from? If you look at the ois, where does the ois come from?
Okay.
Comes from
the
batisha, and that's the nitzitz, the all nitzitz, right? And then you have the tagim. Where does the tagim come from? Tagim come from the reshima. The nikudas come from the or choizer. Right? And then the that's nikud, sorry, nikud comes from the or choizer, and then you look at the tamim comes from the or yosha. Okay? So you're one ahead of when you're reading the Kriyas Torah, when you're adding in all these the Nekud and the Talmim, you have to think, you know, oh, Chayzen, your Mitzvot, right? You make this Chesbain as you're going through. Okay? That's part of the Tikkun. As we see, the Aghid is going to speak about the Baal Kore, what he has to Mechavin. Mamish speaks it out. He's Mechavin, and he's making a Tikkun, because the Sefer Torah is a Motzav Shovel, that's him. Because what are you looking at? You're looking at the Ois. That means you're looking at Keli without all. That's like a dead body, right? A body without all, without a neshama, is lifeless. So the Baal Kol comes along, adds in the neshama, adds the nitzutz, and mechaya is mechaya. That's all in here. Shvirus and malachim and the tikkun. That's all merumas in the Sefer Torah. So you should be very happy about Koyres and you did such a gevaltig tikkunim, right? Right, I think somebody rang the bell. Now, v'le'ani yizdati, let's go back to it. V'le'ani yizdati, shemati memori zal. I heard, so that Chaim Vital, mipam lepam, he'll come out of the, he'll interject. Usually, everything that we read is mamish, the words of the Arizal. And sometimes he'll come along, shemati memori zal. Means he's a shtigle mesupik, what he heard. Kikavah hayu b'chinas kelim. Oh, you kasher. Mamash you kasher. Kikavah hayu b'chinas kelim. Well, what are we saying here? We're saying here we made a ganze process from a gulim always to the tzimtzumim. We finally got to the CS kelim gavaltik. The fact Rav Chaim Vital, we had kelim beforehand. Already, we spoke about a kelim on all these things. What's going on? So he says, Kikavah hayu b'chinas kelim ba'olam akudim. Rak she'elu hanitzutzos haniskorim nis'al v'imahem.
Where are we now? In Olam HaWot?
We're in Olam HaKudim.
So what's the question? Kvar hoyu b'chinas kelim b'olam HaKudim. Oh, beforehand, in that same Olam, we had kelim.
Right. Because now we're at the final stages of the Haina. We had the four different Oilers come together, and that finally we gave the Makkah of Patrick.
Where did we have kelim before? Where?
Well, we had it in the first stage, right? The oil came out of the Pidak. And you spoke about there, you had a taruvus of oil dak and oil gas. Oil gas stayed below, and oil dak went back in. The oil gas was the keli. He says, then you made the keli. So what's this additional choizen, and the oil nitzutz, and all this? So he says, look there, the nitzutz, all that was already mu'ul by him. Rak she'elu nitzutzes niskorim nit'arvu behem v'hu k'dugmas rafach nitzutzes shenish'arvu bekelim shel nikudos k'mo shizba'al k'mam b'zat Hashem. That we'll see over there that the tafkid of he's asking, this is all part of the kasha be'etzim, because we'll find that conflicting opinions, what is the nitzutzus that we speak about? What's the tafkid b'chlav? We just saw here the tafkid of the nitzutzus is to make a tutsaw from the or choiz and the rishima, bang, they hit into each other, they make a nitzutz, and they do the makar patish of the keli. They create the keli. Mitzad acher, we have a shmua, says Chaim Vizal, that it's only to mechaya the keli. To mechaya the keli. It's mo'ur of bahem in order to mechaya, to keep it alive. As we'll see, that they fell out of Atzilus, the world of Atzilus, all these kelim, they shattered, and they went into the lower worlds, or they actually created the lower worlds. And a keli without neshama taka dries out. So they needed nitzutzos to keep it alive. So those were the, that was the tafkid. So which one is it? Zokte matzasi kosu. Afapi shele'el bi'alno she'en ba'olam akudim rak b'chenas keli echad. And this is another nekuda, right? Nahainu, we were talking about 10 kelim over here. We're talking about that. We spoke about keser, chokma, bina, going in of the keli, out of the kelim, and all these things. And mitzad acher, we call the world of akudim. Meaning there's only one. Everything is akud. There's only one keli. So which one is it? Here is mashma that every keli has his own own, or every oil has their keli. There's 10 kelim here. The ayin berdush motiv ulo motiv daf yud amad aleph ubeis daf yud aleph yishuv einam. Basically, the yishuv is the mafashim say that it's not emistic a keli here. We're still not up to the emistic a keli. Here is more of mechitzas that we're looking at, a partition within one large keli, which sort of defines. This is the Atkan where Kesa is, Atkan where Chokhmah, and so on and so forth. So we're here referring to it as Keli, but you think it's, but it's all relative. Right?
So it's sort of, has not been formed completely.
Yeah, it's not Emesik Keli. Here we find now we're differentiating between the Sviras, which is good, we're getting there. And what he says over here, now we made the Keli. Over there, the Kerem Shalom and other Mufasha, doesn't mean we actually made the Kelim, we only made divisions in order to see the differences between the spheres, but the Kelim are still not made yet. The Chayil is there, Ki Harein is Ba'er Lemala, Ki Shehaya O Choyzer Ve'oile, Haya Nisha Kelim Mebechinas O Av Ve'gas Shebo. That when the O went up, it left the keli. So taki, there was some formation of keli, but it wasn't taki. It wasn't 100% yet. It wasn't 100% yet. Okay. So let's go back. Now we're going to ask a kasha. Chaim Vital is going to ask a kasha. Remember, as we spoke about, we had all the keli developing themselves, and we had two bechinas. We had keli. We have or, right? We're up to the stage that the or is vacating itself from the keli, right? And we had that Malchus, the Chor, didn't have any awe whatsoever. Malchus was left without the awe. He's going to be Mazdeh. V'natzche lefar she'ine, v'nema. Ki hine o ha-Malchus lo hishira rishimo. Remember that the ganze tafkid of the rishimo was in order to mimei on the keli shetachtav. But Malchus, right, the awe of Malchus, which was in the keli Malchus, when its time was for it to move up, it moved into your soid, it left its keli bare. All the other oilers that moved up a stage, they always left a rishima in order to be made on its keli. Malchus was the only exception because there was nothing after Malchus. That's it. So Malchus had no reason to leave any rishima in its keli.
What for Lomus after it?
There's nothing there yet. We haven't made all the Lomus yet. So as we say, the Malchus lo yishira rishimo, the kol bechina nistalka ve'alsa, v'zehu atam shenika Malchus, like the Zohar says, a spaklaria the leisle megal miklum. Famous line that it's a spaklaria the leisle megal miklum. It doesn't have anything of its own. All the ore was vacated from it. Ki lo yishira bar shum roshem. Ach, merishimo shenisha v'yesod levad, meir gamken elia. So, how taket the keli is going to be kayim, right? We just said, a goof without a neshama is going to shvelt. So we're saying that taket, the rishimo, which is left in the keli yesod, is meir on its keli. Right? V'od yesh tamache ala niska. והוא מה שכתבנו לאל, כי כאשר חוזו האורס לרדת, נשאר כסה דבוקה במעצי ולא ירדה כלל, ונמצא כי החוכמה אחת זה במקום הכסה, והמלכוס במקום יסוד, ונשאר הכלי של המלכוס בלתי אור כלל. ולכן נקרא הכלי ההוא של המלכוס, ספקלריה דלא נהרה. כיוון נסבר את זה במקום אחר באורך. Right, another way you can understand is that when Keser, when everything went back and all the ore went in, the Kelim stayed back. And Spashtus Sheni, when the ore was coming back out, Keser was left inside. Keser never came out. Right? So therefore, it was one short. You only had 9 oilers coming out, and you had 10 Kelim. So one of the Kelim didn't have. That was Malchus. Malchus didn't have. That's again why the Zohar calls it Spaklari Dolo Nahara.
Is that the same line as before? Takara is a little bit of a group. It's a different line.
It's a different phrase, yeah.
So once we
just have Tamache, because you're saying two reasons for the same thing, really saying two separate things.
Two ways of looking at the exact same thing, yeah.
It's not the exact same thing, it's two separate things completely.
That's why there's no Rishima in Malchus, it's two different reasons.
What?
There's two different reasons why there's no Rishima in Malchus. There's no Rishima in Malchus. First of all, because there's no reason to leave a Rishima in Malchus, because there's nothing to be Meir Limata. Mm-hmm. And second of all, there's no Rishima in Malchus because Keser was left behind. So Malchus never got a chance to go, all of Malchus never got a chance to go back into the Keli Malchus. That's why it's also called Spaklai de Lonara. Two different reasons.
Is that Hashem Sosho? The second terror. The second terror is Hashem Sosho, basically. Since it knows that the Ore is not going to come back in the Kli of Malchus, therefore there's no point putting Rishimo there.
There's no point putting Rishimo. No, like you say, there's two different stages here. It's just two different reasons.
Yeah, I'm just.
If it was complicated, if there's no all, if Malchus doesn't go itself, then it doesn't get there, Mechla.
Yeah, but the Rishima could have.
Rishima is the pshat, like you said, the first stage, right? When it's going in.
Yeah.
When it's going in, it leaves something behind. Now we're in Spashtus. Spashtus is coming from out thing, so it hasn't gotten there to leave.
There's two opportunities where it could have had.
It could have left the Rishima, right?
As the Istalkos.
That's right. Or the Spashtus. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Behine, Kisha Alza Hamalchus El Yisod. Now we're going back in the Istalkos. When is Mistalik itself the Or Hamalchus and going into the Keli of Keli Yisod? Hay Yisod Meiba Der Achor Kiniskel El. Vaz Oysa Or Hayisod. Hake be'or ze shel ha-malchus ha-ole ve'nofal min ha-or ha-yored der ha-churayim ve'mchinas nitzutus le-keli shel ha-malchus. At the end of the day, the kasha is very simply, how does keli malchus survive? Right? If we're removing, if the or ha-malchus has been removed completely and entirely from the keli of malchus, then how is it being survived? How does it survive? Well, all the other Kalim have a Rishima in them. Right? The Stalkus, every one of the Oilers, as it's leaving, leaves a little shtickle of Rishima. Malchus doesn't leave any. So how does it survive? Where is its Rishima? Where is its Chiyus coming from?
As we said before, it's coming from Yisoid.
It's coming from Yisoid, but it's not enough. It's not enough. It needs much more than that. It needs something which is going to give it a proper chiyus.
Does that mean you need something inside it, not just makif it? Is that what you're talking about? The oil of your side would be makif malchus, because it's coming from above. It's not actually in the kli of malchus itself.
Well, what we meant by when we said the yisod is meir, that's only really half a teres. He's being mazbe a bit more. What does it mean yisod is being meir? It's not some being meir. We want a vatosha here. We want a zivug. We want to give it proper chiyos. So that's explained. Let's read that line again. So here, Kisha also Malchus and Yisod. When Malchus goes up, we want to find out where's the batasha, where's the chiyos going to come from? Which part, what type of zibug is going to happen over here? because it doesn't have a Rishima. So instead of the Rishima, which usually bumps into the Or Chozek to create a Nitzutz, which keeps the Keli alive, we're not going to use the Rishima to bump into the Or Chozek, we're going to use actually the actual Or Malchus. The Or Malchus, as it's moving out from Malchus and going into Yesod, is going to bump into the Or Chozek of Yesod. That Batosha is going to create the Chius for Malchus. Let's read that again. Beginning, Kisha also Malchus and Yesod. When the actual all Malchus goes up to Yesod, Haya Yesod Meir Ba Derech Achora, Derech Achor Kenizkaleel. As it's going up, the Yesod is Meir back. Vas Oiso all the Yesod Haka Bo Or Ze Shel Malchus HaOlem. Benofel mina o hayore derech rayim b'chinas nitzus lekeli malchus. That's what keeps it alive. It's not the fact that your soul is just being mayor from outside. You're saying that the o has to actually penetrate into malchus, and how does it do that? Which o is going to penetrate into it? You need a kol, you need a zivuk, and b'ba'ah. You don't have a reshima in malchus, so how's it going to happen? Teretz is the actual o malchus is going to create. Is going to be bimkom the reshima.
And that creates the chius of the kli?
That will bump into the or choizer of Yesod. That will create a new metzias called nitzutz. And that nitzutz will be deposited into the keli malchus. And that's going to be the chius.
That you can do with every sphere like
yeah. that. Yeah, the answer to the question. So if you do that for malchus, do it for the rest as well. I know. The parashim takes speak about it. Yeah. Ask it both ways. You know, if why couldn't it leave a rishima in order to get a chiyus, and then they ask it the other way around as well.
It's a matter that the two oyers which are bumping into each other are both or chayza.
It's not or chayza. The all choizes that we speak about, it's not the fact that
Malchus is bumping into the choizes as you said.
No, it's not all choizes. The all choizes that we speak about, it's not the fact that it's going back. The all choizes that we speak about is the all which is coming in from the backside. That's what we call the all choizes.
So the Malchus is better than the Yoshul.
That's right.
He's turned himself around, but it's still Yoshul.
Correct? Yeah, that's right.
Going upwards, this is Yoshul for him.
Yeah. It's not called all choizes.
What the Malchus
was not? Well, the Rav, he's talking about Or Choizer means the Or which is coming from the backside. It turns up the Or Yesod, which is moving in to into Netzach, right? Or Yesod is moving into Netzach, and as it's moving up, the Or is leaking from the backside, Kiryocho, right? From the backside of it. Mm-hmm. Right? As it's coming down, it's facing the Tachtonim. As it's moving up, it turns its back towards the Tachtonim and its face is facing the Matzim. Mm-hmm. So it's moving up. The Kesed is Mashpia right into the spheres, and it comes through the back side of that sphere. So it's coming Bederech Yosha, but that's the Or Choizer we're talking about.
Or
Choizer means it's coming back through the back side of the sphere. That's the Or Choizer. That's called the Or Din.
I mean that's Or Choizeh. I mean the second time it comes back. I mean it's his Pashtus and Stalkus and then the Or Choizeh. Then the third stage is the Or Choizeh. You say.
Anytime you have your Stalkus, you have the Or Choizeh coming out. Yeah.
Does it work the other way around? When the Or is going down, that you can get Or Choizeh going upwards.
But it's going down. It's going down. Why should it go up?
So it's like gravity.
What?
It's like guys, it's all one direction.
No, they're being pushed down. And then when it's time to go up, they all go up together.
Yeah,
but it's only one system. There's no two-way streets here.
It's one way.
Yeah.
So as I was saying, when it's going down, it's only going down. There's no or going back up at all.
No.
And when it's going up, then there's always some sort of or from the ocher going down. That's called or choizer.
Yeah. That's right.
So is that, can you say it's always that or from the ocher is always the or choizer?
What do you mean or from the or?
You're calling that or choizer?
Yeah.
Because it always means the ur which comes when it's going up, and some of the ur is coming down through the ochr.
Yeah.
That's always called ur chazer.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Now, we're going to add a bit more positive here. Because Sha'olah Yisod, Hinei Rishimah Mekono. When Yisod moves into Netzah, it leaves the Rishimah in its cave. V'kishabol or der hachorayim, and when the or hachorayim is coming in, hakeh b'zeh rishimo, v'noflu m'min and yitzutzo. So mehem nase b'china sekele shel yisod, shel yisod. V'az oitzo rishima haya mechay sekele ahu merochok, v'lo nichnes b'toicho, v'hem sod atagim. So he's basically saying the exact same thing. He's only adding one nekud over here. The nekud he's adding over here, the keli mahu merochok, it's being meir or mechayer the keli merochok. What does it mean mechayer the keli merochok? Again, we're having a batosha. We're creating a new oil called nitzutz. Where is be'etzim the nitzutz here? The nitzutz over here, zokter, is b'chinas tagim. That means it floated from inside the keli, outside the keli, on top of the keli, and is being meir from outside to inside. That's what
we're talking about here. We're talking about the keli of the yisoid, not malchus.
Keli yisoid, yeah. But what's yeah?
We've gone to yisoid now.
Yeah, but all the everything was the same.
Except for Malchus.
But even Malchus will have this as well, right? You have the Nitzutz, which is outside, being made inside. That's what he's saying over there. Keli, v'az oisa rishimo, ha'imechayet ha'keli ha'hu merochok. V'lo nichnos b'toiro, v'hem sod ha'tagim. They have this ganze process. They had the rishimo, which was in the keli now, because of what happened, now it goes out of the keli and it's meir mebuchutz besod the tagim. V'chein also kol hasfiras chutz min hakeser ki ani rishim letzor chochma. Right, the only exception is that when the spashas sheni came out, keser wasn't there. Keser did not come out a second time; only came the first time. So we have a bit of a problem with keser now. We sorted the problem with Malchus, right? Malchus, the problem with Malchus, they didn't have a Rishima. Say that we sorted that out. With the Yisod coming in, the awe of Malchus hitting into the Yisod, the awe of Achraim, the Yisod. But what about Keser now? Keser, when it left its Keli Keser and went into the Matzil, it left the Rishima. Why? Because there was what to be made. But what's the problem? V'lo asa b'chinas Keli. Because there was no or achorayim, because as soon as it left, it went to the matzil and there was no time.
Never came back.
And it never came back, and there was no time to give over the or achorayim. Lefi shebishla masha or shasfios valiyosim lemala alidei hakol rishimo b'ma shemala lemahem hayinase keli. There they had a mitzias of rishimo and yet or choizer, which is bimake. Achakese ein mishiyake valiyoso. Right, because keser went straight up, and then there was no or choizer which came out from there.
What about the or immediately above it, like the pair of ak?
The pair of ak, that's or rachamim. It's not it's or yosher. It's not or choizer.
I mean, there isn't one, and it'd be too strong to make it clear then. Is that the problem?
Yeah, there's no. You need the right type of wall. L'chem lo nigma adan keli shelo. You had no keli. We had no asiyas keli for it because you didn't have the keli choizer. V'hare ki keser hini rishimo v'lo keli. V'sha shmoina sfiras hinicho rishimo v'keli. V'malchus hini keli v'lo rishimo. So it's mamish pum faket to what happened. So all the other spheres. The other spheres, what happened was, is that you had the Or Rishima and you had the Or Choizer, which created the Keli. Malchus didn't have the Or Rishima, but it had a Keli. Masha Ein Kein Keser, it had the Or Rishima, but it didn't have a Keli.
What do you do with the Rishima?
Sorry?
Where does it go, this Rishima?
No, the Rishima is there to Mechaya what's underneath. The Chochma. So it had a Tafkid.
So Rishim has got two tafkids usually.
Yeah, kama tafkidim, yeah.
Well, I mean, what we've mentioned so far, to be Machai, the one below it, and also to create the Bechinas Kli of that level itself.
That's right. And to Machai its own Kli.
Machai
its own Kli.
Isn't that the same as what we said before? Is that the second thing? The Rishim is Adi Hakot to create the Kli.
Create the Kli and Machai Kli is two different things.
Ah,
okay. The Gemara sees a keli, and then you have Mechayes a keli.
What do you need to, the Rishim to be made, what underneath it? What underneath it has got his own Rishim to be made?
Bentayim, between, before the Asiyas Keli. What do you mean? What do you ask you? Because it has a Rishim itself, but that Rishim is made on the one underneath.
No, we said that every Rishim was Mechayet own Kli. That we said, the Rishim of the Yisrael was Mechayet a Kli Hahu, Merachot. That's his own Kli.
Yeah, that's
from
Malchus.
What?
I thought
that was Malchus. No, but when I asked before, I said, what's Kli Hahu? And everyone shouted at me, it's Kli the Yisrael. You thought it was Kli Malchus. So what are we doing?
The M is a big Machlok, is here. A big Machlok is Mufashim. What exactly was the process over here? Is all this, is the Or Choyze and the Rishima for itself, or is it for the other keli? I didn't want to get into too many potting, but it's not so clear the hidden shaylus here, the emesis, how it's working over. It's a machlokes mafashim over here. It's a machlokes mafashim how it's working over here. I'm just giving you the general picture over
so
here.
So without looking at the shaylus here, it normally a rishim is mechayez own keli or mechayez keli underneath.
It's both. But it needs more than that. It needs more than that because now we're making the keli. No, we don't just want to mechayez the keli. We want to make a keli which is independent of anything else. And in order to make this, you need this process of a batosha and this and that, and the tagim.
I still don't know why you need the rishim of the one above if you've got his own rishim or whatever. Why do
you
need both?
You need both. Well, what's so short to say you need both?
Okay,
it's adding this type of all. This is adding this type of all. It's coming from different bechinas.
We haven't had any nibir. Why?
What?
We haven't had any nibir tonight.
A lot of things we don't know the whys. We're just saying, right now we're just mafash the whats.
Okay.
How's it working? Well, we're seeing a process happening. We have the CS Kaylee. We can't, we can't tell the glassmaker how to make the Kaylee. We can just observe him and see, why is he putting it twice in the oven? Why? That's the process. How to. The Asiyas Kli process.
So you're effectively saying that, let's say, for example, random, like Hoyt, the thing which is Machai, the Kli of Hoyt, is the Rishima of Hoyt and the Rishima of Netzach?
Is Meir, yeah.
And they obviously must be doing it in two different ways, because otherwise you don't.
That's what I'm saying. We don't get all the details over here. We just know that one's meir, one is meir b'chutz, and one's meir b'pnim. So you can tie this is meir on the chitzonius of the keli, and this meir on the pnimius of the keli. You can make up things. But I'm saying, you can tie. This is, again, these lashonis are not brought over here. You can make up your own svaras here, but you can. We're just saying.
So it's dafke. It's dafke. You do need two rishimos.
Yeah.
You don't need three. You don't need all of them above. It's just each one, you look at this one and the one above it, and that's it.
So is it going to be explained somewhere else? Or is it just here that it's awesome, or is it awesome?
Just here, yeah.
So one day you'll tell us, yeah?
What? One day we'll tell you, yeah.
Right, and when we answer the kasha about how Malchus has got Kiyum after the Histalkus of the Ur,
we answer that.
Right, yeah, I just wonder.
Yeah, Kesser we're working on.
But when we're going back to Malchus, now you mentioned three things going on with the Rishima. So obviously the first thing about Rishima you don't need for Malchus because it's not made to anything after it, but to be Mechaya to create the Kli in the first place and to be Mechaya the Kli afterwards, you need to come onto the same Teretz. Is that the Or itself of Malchus, which has Batosha with the Or Choyzer of Yesod? That gives Kim to the Kli, that gives Kis to the Kli. And
Asiyas Kli,
right. So Asiyas Kli and the Chiyus of the Kli.
Yeah,
it does both, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So do you need Batosha to give Chiyus to a Kli?
No. Well, we're getting the Chiyus. What was the lashon of it? We got the Chiyus from the Yesod, right? The Yesod is Meir in Meir B'derech Raim to the Malchus. And he says, "V'nofel or hayor derech chayim b'chinas nitzus lekeli shel hamalchus."
To do what?
They see his keli.
That's what he said before.
He said there's nitzus. The whole batosha is to make a zivug in order to create a new thing. Every zivug creates a new thing. It's creating a new keli. Well, what we're saying here is the gemara keli.
So at the moment, then there's no chius in the keli. Then
there is. You always have the all have the rishima of yisod.
But you said that's not good enough. You need the rishima of malchus as well.
Okay, that was the problem. This is not happening. You know, 100 years after. You know, it's all the basachas. It's happening very quickly.
I'm saying we haven't got onto that yet. Then,
got onto what?
Where the chius within malchus, because all the spheres you said.
Right, that was his kasha. Where's the chius in the malchus? Right, that's his kasha. No, you need a chius in the malchus.
But no, but he didn't answer it. He only said how you can make a chius kli. He didn't say how you can give chius to the kli.
Yeah, well, right.
He answered that the Acharim is this Vatosha with the Ur of Malchus, and that creates a nitzus to for Asiyas the Kli. It didn't explain where the Chius of the Kli of Malchus is.
But that also happens there. That also happens.
So you need, the Vatosha creates.
Nitzus also. Nitzus is Mechai the Kli. Remember we said that? So over here.
The batosha creates the nitzus, and then the nitzus is mechay the keli.
Right.
But not the batosha is mechay the keli.
No, the batosha creates the keli.
Yeah, the batosha creates the nitzus.
And it says kedugma rafach, kedugma rafach. Right, nitzutzos, that's a general, the way we understand. Every time we talk about nitzus, we talk about the rafach nitzutzos. Those, what are those for? Those are the mechay the keli.
And asiyas the keli?
Asiyas the keli happens that it is the zivug of the batosha, the ochoiz and the rishimo. Or in this case, the Or Malchus.
Has that got anything to do with a Nitzot then?
That creates a Nitzot.
So the Batosha creates a Nitzot, and that Nitzot does two jobs.
Two jobs, right.
It creates a Kli and it keeps it going. Right. So basically, the end product's the same for all the spheres, it's just how do you get that Nitzot?
That's right. We're just saying the Malchus and Keser are the exceptions to the rule.
How the
Nitzvah. Right. Malchus doesn't have a Rishima, but it has a Keli. Because we did this Batosha. And Masha Enkin for Keser doesn't have a Keli because it doesn't have the Or Choyzer, but it did leave a Rishima. So what's going on? So let's go right to.
So that means it's the Rishima itself that is not Mechaya the Keli then.
The Rishima is
itself is not Mechaya the Kli, according to that.
It's the Batosha
which produces the Nitzot, which is Mechaya the Kli.
Yeah, from where? From Bechutz?
No, inside.
In the, what do you say, the Nitzot. The Nitzot is, that's right, that you say. The Or Yesoid is made from Bechutz, and then the Nitzot creates a chiyot for the keli, right? Okay,
that was, the keli of Malchus.
Right, because it doesn't have a rishimo.
Right.
So that's.
Yes. Yeah, so if you say, like, for example, Horid, yeah. The rishimo of Horid is not the chiyot of the sphere.
No,
of
it does. The rishimo always is mechay because it's there. It's there for that job.
Ah. So you're saying here...
Malchus is the only exception because he didn't have that.
So what are we going to do for Malchus?
Right. It needs a chios for something.
Oh, so we have to use the nitzot to do right. A second job.
Yeah,
not just to create the kli of Malchus, but it's going to have to be Mechai as well.
Right.
So, right. Okay, and that's why you asked the kasha before. Why do you need the Rishima to be Mechai, any of the kelim? Just use the nitzot. If it's good enough for Malchus, it could be good enough for the other one.
Right, since it is a b'di'evit, we don't use it for all the others.
But what's the problem about Keser now? What's the problem?
Keser doesn't have an Or Choyzer. So it doesn't have an opportunity to make a batosha.
So what's the problem?
So how are you going to gemar keli for Keser?
Well, what does he need the keli? He doesn't need it, he's not going to come back.
What do you mean? Chochma is going to be in there. What's the point of creating Keser, Bechlav? You're not going to make a keli Keser.
Right.
You're nearly there. Right, so you have to have a gemar keli keser. Keser has to be you. Keser hagam keser, the all keser. You're right, is not in the keli keser, but the keli keser will be used by other spheres. But all namache kabbalas elas spheres mina matzil chozru limimkoyim chutz mina keser keniska. Right, everybody came back. We're talking about it's Pastor Shani now. All of them come back out and. and except for the oil, keser stayed in the matzah. But the keli shel keser lo nasi rak bechazora achochma. So this is the territory, right? When chochma comes back out, ki kishechazor chochma v'nichnas bo as haka o chochma berishimo v'hinicha sheheniach keser bimkoimo. V'hayu haka kefula. So here's your haka.
It's kufulos.
Kufulos. It's twice over. He'll explain. The fish are rishimo shel keser ha'iso le'yoso v'china eliyona min ha'chochma. Therefore, that's why keser is going to hit into chochma. V'lachein hu maka b'chochma u'motzi nitzitz.
He's trying to answer the kasha, although there's a booth or yosho. The Rishim is Yosha and the Chochma, which is coming down, is also Yosha. He's answering about the Vibat one is much bigger than the other one, so that makes the Hakko.
Well, I think more the Kasha is, I don't know if he's saying that, but I think the Kasha is where is the Gemar Keli, as we said? Where is the Gemar Keli? Where is the Gemar Keli? Right? You're going to have you have to have a call between two oilers. Where's the other Keli? So we have a Rishimo of Keser in Keser. That's one. Where's the other oil? What's going to bang into it? So we're saying as Chokhmah's coming back in from the pair of Ak into the Keli Keser, it's going to bang into Keser. The Hainu, the Rishimo of Keser Mitzal Echad is greater than the oil Chokhmah. So Keser is going to bang into Chokhmah. Mitzad Achei is going to tell us in a minute that Or Chochma is coming milimala lemata, which is a higher bechina than the Keser, which is lemata. So Chochma is also going to bang into it. So it's going to be a Kaa Kefula, and that's going to create the cave. V'gam Chochma liyoso bo ata milimala v'nimso oimed al rishimo hu gvoa mimenu maka bo berishimo v'yotzi mitzusas acheiros v'lachein oisim ata shnei kelim. We have two kelim in Keser. Echa al rishimo shel Keser, because the Keser bumped into Chochma, v'echa al Chochma shebo ata v'kava haratnu b'ziv b'mokom acher in Etzchaim Shazayim. Ech yesh bekeset docha benukva. Comes out, you have a docha nukva, you have tzad nuk and tzad zocha in keset. That's what happens to all of them. V'gam eilu ha-shnaim shebiyanu po, shehem rishim avo chokma, ayin sham heter. Okay? So there he explains that, and every one of these, you'll find that all these, as we speak about, all these spheres are going to turn into partsufim. And in every patsuf, you always have a tzad zocha and tzad nekeva. So you have from the marshal in Keser, which is keneged atik, so you have atik v'nok. And then you have chokma, which is keneged achampin, you have achampin v'nok. They always split into two. So this is one of the ways where we ask the kasha, where's the nuk come from? Because this double hapatosha of Keser banging into, because it's coming milimala lemate into chokma, which is coming milimala lemate, hitting into the rishim of Keser, and also Keser being Keser, higher bechina than chokma, banging into the or which is coming into it, which is or chokma, which is creating a double akal.
You mean they're doing it at the same time?
Same time, yeah. I don't know, at the same time, or
why does
one after the other.
Why do they find it necessary to explain to us that one is bigger than the other one? And if it would be the same, they wouldn't bang into each other. Why do we need to know that one is bigger than the other one, and this bechina, the other one is bigger than the other one, that bechina?
We want to find out who's doing that call. Where's the nitzitz coming from? Is the nitzitz coming from the chokma, or the nitzitz coming from the keser?
Why is it important for us to know that it's bigger?
To tell you where the nitzitz is coming from.
Well, what do we need to know for the batasha, for all that, for other things? It could be the same. Could be exactly the same.
Anachalami, but I know, I want to define exactly the nitzut. Is it nitzut keser? Is it nitzut chokma? You're right now we're not speaking about those details, but it's also very important.
The same, but you're saying that when we talked about the making nitzitzis until now, with the low spheros, when we talked about the patosha of a low sphero with the one above it, there's only one nitzut. Created
because it's mitzad echad, right? Not one nitzutz, it could be common nitzutz.
Well,
you have Gimel Tagim on some of the letters, so that's at least three nitzutis of fell out.
So that's right, but here because each one's got a bekinu, which is lamala, so it can contribute its own side to it.
That's right. We'll create a different type of mitzvahs. Okay, so kum toroyes tak, we have the cheshbon now of how the gemar keli and how the chiyus of the keli come about, because you need something called the batosha. So all the other spheres are good. The only problem was with keser, that didn't have an ochoise, and malchus didn't have an olshima, that we for effort.
And we've got no problem what happens in the meantime until the chochma goes back in, because there's still chiyus for the kli of keser because of the reshima.
That's right.
Right, so we don't have it's not such a big kasha as it was with Malchus, that Malchus just died.
Right. They're all you saw it being made onto it. Okay.
But that was only because that's why they had to come onto the new
Okay, let's go back to a new type of new type of sugya. Hine mikan. What are we doing for time? A few more minutes. Hine mikan tochal lehavin. איך יש גם כן בעולם הקודם מציאס ביטול מלוכים בצד מה? כדמיון אויס המלוכים שמלכו בארץ אדום שמסו ונצבטלו. כמו שהסבר לכמה בדרוש עולם הנקודם. כי הנה האינן הסעלמויס האורויס של הנקודם ועל יוסון במעצילים הוא גם כן ביטול מלוכים כאן. The next sugya that we speak about, Hashem, when we've nearly finished this Sha'akudim, we're going to get into the Sha'anikudim. The Sha'anikudim, we're going to speak about the main sugya in Kabbalah, which is called the Zayin Malachim Shemesu. That is basically makes up all our avodas Hashem. There's nothing chutz mizeh. So zok that hagam that happened later on in the world of Nikudim. See, they're all coming out from the Anayim, coming out from the Metzach, and all these things, very important. Zot over here, it always has a shorish. Everything that happens, every mikre, grad is called mikre melochim, every mikre that happens always has a shorish in the previous world. So even in the world of Akudim, we have a shmek already of the Zayim melochim shemesu. And the etzim, this is Yesod Godel, we also can find this back in the Shai Gulim. And Farshim speak back, they can even draw it back in the Shagulim, back into the Tzimtzum, we'll find everything. And that's the way it goes. Wow. There's no such thing as having a tree grow without roots. Everything has to have the roots. Nothing can ever happen. Ein chodesh tachas l'shemesh. You can't have anything that happens to anybody or at any time without it already previously happening. Right? Simon Ovis is, Masa always is a similar volume. You always have to have a Maisa that happened that preempted it. What was the original Maisa? All right, this is a cash. Where did it start? You know, if we say it always has to have a Aschola, but anyways. We're going to stop here just like Doma. We're going to start from here. Already have Doma into the Zayin Malachim Shemesu, and already has a Shorosh and a Kudim. I'm just telling you now that I already Shorosh in the previous.
Another
Aryan
surf,
then. There's no Cholish Tachas HaShemesh. There's no Lifnei, there's no Ochel. It's everything at the same time. Say it, alright.